A few guys stole some original diamonds. Came for one, but kept individual findings. One of the guys was called Frankie Four Fingers, because one of his hands had, frankly, four fingers. He was working for a guy called Avi, who had rivals, but he wasn't rival savvy. Now stereotypes shouldn't define us, but well, Russians set him up to keep the diamonds themselves. They directed Frankie to a guy called Boris. Now even though this man's name rhymes with florist, he was actually an arms dealer. Sold Frankie a gun, had money on a rigged boxing match, and told Frankie to win, knowing that Frankie has a gambling addiction. He's under a lot of pressure, how's he handling the friction? Now we'll just leave that there for some time, but they're very important facts, so bear them in mind. Elsewhere in London, a man called Turkish was talking to a man called Tommy, saying, I want a new caravan. Tommy said, what's wrong with this one? Turkish said, it's tip top. Just fancy spending the money that Bricktop hasn't ripped off. Bricktop was a psycho boxing promoter, not such a loner, kept two fucks with Glocks in the motor. Turkish and Tommy were kind of his bitches, even though they had pride. No one really wanted to get on Bricktop's bad side. Still, not having a place to live would make life more sticky, so Tommy goes to buy a caravan off a guy called Mickey. Mickey was an Irish traveller, bit of a mad fella. Well, they're all mad fellas, but they sold Tommy a decent caravan, so Tommy was thinking, you're not too bad, fellas. Until he realised it had no wheels. Funny that. Problem is, Mickey doesn't want to give the money back. So one of Bricktop's boxers goes and knocks him about, but Mickey knocks him out with a box in the mouth. Fuck. They had to tell Bricktop they lost a fighter before they lost the nerve. Bricktop wasn't exactly lost for words. But where'd you lose him? He ain't a fucking set of car keys. They knew not to answer back when he was being sarky. He told Turkish and Tommy to get Mickey to fight for them. Then they might get a shot at a peaceful life again. But there was one condition that could be their downfall. The fighter had to meet the ground floor in round four. Elsewhere, Frankie told Doug he was in a rush in a pensive tone. Doug slowly examined the expensive stone, saying, slow down, my son. We're in Rome. Yes, he was a visitor, but Frankie had no intention of heading home. He was on the way to make a very big bet, despite the fact he had a gambling problem. Boris hired a couple of idiots to take his stuff, so they made plans to manhandle and rob him. Parked outside, now I know a lot of tits, governor, but I don't know any quite as fucking stupid as these two. Both of them are either fucking mental or plastered. Hang about, is that Tyrone? You silly fat bastard. The owner of the bookies understandably felt pricked off, and as luck would have it, that owner was bricked up. He tracked them down and they promised him the stone for their lives. What a loan for their lives. Now Frankie Four Fingers, his boss, has to call England because he hasn't heard word of Frankie or the stone. Doesn't appreciate being left angry or alone. So he flies over to the country in hot pursuit of them. Doesn't plan to leave until he's got the two of them. To find Frankie, they hire Doug's bulletproof homie. Goes by the name of Bullet Tooth Tony. Now one of the idiots that robbed the bookies, Tony's holding a gun to his head, telling him, give him the name he wants or he's dead. Guy says, Boris. Wasn't Boris the bullet dodger? Well, we got no use for bullets, have we? Why do they call him the bullet dodger? Because he dodges bullets, have he? Anyway, fight night comes and Mickey doesn't take the dive. Next morning, Mickey's mother ain't alive. That's a message from Bricktop saying Mickey owes him a favour and he's not letting the shit drop. He needs to make money back for whoever he's tipped off, but this bullshit is making it look like his memory slipped off. It gets more interesting, but what I'm trying to say, babe, is can we just not watch Twilight? Please.